Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KCoRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to Let's Talk About It, your wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874.
How long are we going to keep giving out area codes before we just kind of go back to the old 7-digit thing?
Well, as long as I still forget to dial, you know, even calling my sister's house. So,
yeah,
that gets
me
really...
You know what, contest to see how many times you've heard that annoying message.
Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
And it doesn't start right away. It's like it rings
a couple times.
It
rings. It rings. How come she's not answering? And then you get that message, yes. So...
They had to re-record it because it wore out. It's like the old days of the records where you play it over and over and it's finally gone. They digitally wore out that message several times now.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Welcome. How are you, Maria?
Good.
Good. Okay, let's kick this thing off because it's that fun. So, hey, 760-337-8874. And you may want to holler and get your friends online and get everybody listening today.
We're going to dismiss all these myths. And we're just going to get facts today.
Yeah, we have gone up to the top of the mountain, and we have medical people in the room today to talk about this fall's latest fad and fashion and things to be scared of, the H1N1 virus.
And the seasonal flu. We're going to be talking about
absolutely.
That. What are the symptoms, how to be prevented, questions about the vaccines, the regular flu, seasonal flu, the H1N1 flu shot, all those good things.
So if you're one of those people who's on the edge of your chair and have been now for several weeks because you just really want to know and understand more about this potential plague menacing us, well, listen in because we've got Bruce Kuhn. He's a registered nurse and he's also a program supervisor, too, at the Public Health Department. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been at Public Health? Let's start with you.
In February, I have been at Public Health in Imperial County for 8 years.
Hmm.
And you came from?
I came from San Diego. Just before I came to...
We could tell because you look a little older than 8 years old. So.
Yeah, I'm a little older than 8 years old. So at UCSD, just before I came to Public Health, I worked in clinical research.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. What took you that direction? Just curious.
Clinical research?
Public health setting.
Clinical research is a great place to understand the science behind diseases and how to come up with cures and treatments for different illnesses. But it doesn't provide a lot of opportunity to work directly with the patients, directly with the public. And that's the major focus of public health, is work with the public. So that's why I was drawn back to it.
Welcome. We're feeling fortunate to have you in our community. That's cool to get somebody who feels a commitment to a community.
Well,
strong enough to kind of move down here. And how many summers have you had here?
I've owned my property up by Ocotillo for 10 years.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So you're a tweener.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Good. Well, welcome aboard. Now, so where should we jump in here? Should we start with the big picture of seasonal flu, or should we just cut right to the punchline of H1N1?
Seasonal flu
is a good place to start because that's what people are familiar with. This is what we deal with year mm-hmm. after year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had a few really, really good seasonal flus in my life.
Most people have. And the thing to remember about it is, for most people, it's not a major illness. Mm-hmm. We get sick for a couple of days a week, and then we get over it. And the same thing generally happens with people who get H1N1. H1N1 is just a different type of influenza. All it is.
So we've got this world of flus, and there's flu. Why in the wintertime? Why do they just, is that like, you know, like baseball season, but for flus?
Well, H1N, any type of influenza comes out in the wintertime because of the cyclical nature of the virus. When the bodies are colder, when people are more susceptible to respiratory illnesses, that's when influenza recognizes a weakness in the system in a person and has the ability to spread and to go throughout the population mm-hmm. More easily. It's just during the wintertime is when respiratory illnesses are more prevalent.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.